AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden says badly needed military aid will soon start flowing to Ukraine after he signed a $95 billion war aid measure. It marks the end of a long, painful fight with Republicans.
Now we need to move fast. And we are.
The Pentagon will start sending $1 billion in aid to Ukraine, everything from air defense systems to artillery rounds to armored vehicles. The package also includes military aid to Israel and a big boost in humanitarian help for Gaza.
And Israel must make sure all this aid reaches the Palestinians in Gaza without delay.
Also tucked into the bill, a provision requiring social media site TikTok to either be sold or banned in the U.S. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports on an Israeli airstrike on the city of Rafah in Gaza.
An Israeli airstrike late on Tuesday hit a house in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, killing at least three people, according to hospital authorities. The dead included two brothers. In footage captured by the Associated Press, mourners are seen sitting by the bodies wrapped in body bags, then prayer rituals performed. Abu Tama Sheikh El-Eid, a resident, says, "We were peacefully sleeping. Then we heard the sound of an explosion, so we came running. There were body parts everywhere. This is a criminal act. They hit peaceful people in their homes. They weren't military targets." The strike happened as the Israeli military signals it plans an offensive on the city, where hundreds of thousands of people have taken refuge during the war. Israel says it plans to evacuate citizens from Rafah during the anticipated offensive. I'm Charles De La Desma.
And the Gaza Strip could surpass famine thresholds of food insecurity in 6 weeks, the World Food Program said Wednesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Shanghai